imposter syndrome.
And now I am also recording.
Same as well. And same as well.
Beautiful.
Maybe we'll keep this in. Maybe we'll keep it in. Maybe we won't. You know, it's like a little taste for the you know, the listeners,
Look,
the peepers.
You do whatever you want. It's not my job. It's yours.
That's absolutely right. All right, here we go. And welcome back. Nope.
We will definitely not keep this in.
Here we go. No. Come on. Okay. Here we go. We're having fun. Come on.
I'm here.
Here we go. Ready and action. Here we go. Bang goes the gavel. It's time for another episode of The Courtroom. I am your host, Judge Roberta Parliament.
And I am your co-host, Judge Deborah Youngblood II.
Okay, it might be a mouthful, but honey, it's what we're working with.
If life gives you lemons, go by Deborah.
Exactly. Deborah, my dear, how are you?
I'm okay. My feet are peeling like a snake. But other than that, I feel okay.
Your feet. I've seen this before because we went to the beach together on that ill-fated beach trip. And I saw
2015, hello.
Okay, thank you. Remember that time? Remember beaches? God.
Remember people?
Oh my God. Remember money.
My feet. Remember my feet.
Your feet. So what happens with my dear friend Zabora is that her feet will skin like a full lizard, a huge sleeve, like a big sock. You usually don't wear socks with your shoes because your skin is so built up.
Exactly. If I get too hot, I just slip off a layer of my skin. But listen, Let's get back to what this podcast is, Roberta.
I was just going to say, it's a great point. This podcast is, of course, look around you. Look out the window. Things are different. Things are changing.
And how are you, Roberta?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. My nails are longer than ever. God.
My hair is longer than ever.
Oh, please. Yeah, between my hair and your nails, it's like freaking Cousin It or someone else that's better.
I think Cousin It is the perfect example.
It's perfect. Wow. Incredible. It's like if Cousin It had long nails. It's like, you know what it is, Deborah? You know what it is? It's like if the Cousin It and the thing, the hand creature from Adam's Family, were combined. My nails, your hair. In quarantine. We're here.
End of story.
Now, of course, the courtrooms are frickin' closed, all the way closed. They've been closed for what, frickin' 2 months now?
About 2 months, yeah.
Who can keep track anymore of the days? Oh my God.
And we jumped on the opportunity immediately.
Yes.
We did not wait. We've been doing this podcast for 2 months.
No, 2 months from the day.
We do it twice a week. Mm-hmm. So that's 28 episodes.
Yeah.
And we are here to help you with your courtroom cases. If you got a court date coming up and it's been postponed because of the quarantine, because of the COVID, because of the coronavirus.
Whatever you want to call it. Like, can we just call it one thing, please?
There are too many names.
Oh my God. It's like, I go by Jerry. I go by Jerome. I go by Jennifer. It's like, can we just pick a name? My name is Richard,
but you can call me Dick and please don't ignore that my fly is down. It's like, what? This is a first date.
It's the first, come on. Frickin' open up your checkbook in front of me.
So this week, we've got some extremely interesting court cases.
Oh my God.
You want to tell them a little preview, Roberta?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, look, like my friends at Borba said, we got a lot of cases coming in for people that had court cases coming up. They had disputes of all kinds. And of course, we are humble, small claims, judicial personas, you know, we operate in our wheelhouse, in our lane, right? So we're not dealing with the big, crazy cases. We're not dealing with the, you know, the bank racks and the murders and the pings, you know. We're just
If you have too many parking tickets, you come to us.
Yeah. And if you think your ex-wife stole your cat, we are here for you, honey. Goodness.
And if you are in our jurisdiction, you know us and you yes. love us. And that's and why we're here today. Hopefully. If we can get some listeners here and some maybe a little bit of a, you know, a fan base, as they call it, mm-hmm. I think we could get some more people moving out to where we live, which is, say it with me.
Okay.
East.
Staten Island, baby. And it's hard, you know, it's hard to say things at the same time when you are, you know, communicating remotely during quarantine. But we have it. We have our rhythm. We have our little charming
Zoom
vibe.
We've got the Zoom up, and we've got, you know, I'm in my closet, kind of like yes. my son was for so many years.
Oh my God. I guilty. and I, of course, am in my car. Because, you know, me and my husband are having a freaking weekly, like, might as well call it a weekly thing. But yeah, so I'm broadcasting out of my car just for today, just for now, just to, you know, give him a little space to.
Roberta, you are representing yourself here.
Please. Oh my God. I am the judge, jury, and the executioner of my own life and my own marriage.
And I'm the bailiff.
Oh my God, please. I'll rise.
You know who doesn't rise? Dick.
My husband, okay.
And your husband, Bob.
Both, Dick and Bob.
Both,
okay?
Bob, Dick and Bob.
Bob All and right. Dick and Bob. All right. So
wait
yeah,
a second.
So got...
I have one question for you, Roberta.
Okay, I'm listening. All ears.
I never thought of this for some reason, because I guess uh-huh. we always call him Bob. Your husband, Bob. Is his name Robert?
It's Robert, but you can call him Bob. You can call him Bobby. You can call him Bob or Robert or Robbie.
Now,
whatever.
There's too many names. As we said, we don't like that. But listen, when you got married,
oh, but that's my Robbie.
Said. Mr. and Mrs. Robert Parliament. I bet people got kind of confused because your name is very close to that.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. I am thinking about that right now. And my response is it was tricky. That's why we do Bob. We do Bobby. We do Robbie.
Robbie.
You know. And I'm Roberta through and through.
Absolutely.
And I wasn't, you know, obviously I wasn't Roberta Parliament before I married him. I was, you know. Roberta Justice, and now I'm Roberta Parliament, because
Roberta
his name
Justice.
Is Robert Parliament. It's a whole thing, but it actually does make sense if you think about it. You draw it out on paper, you figure it out.
First case,
let's do it. So, of course, we have all of our citizens submitting their questions and their problems and their cases and their trifles and their strifles up on our website.
You do have to upload a JPEG, a scanned image of your summons.
Yes.
You do have to have a summons to the court.
You need a summons.
We're not just giving out free advice, willy-nilly.
Oh, please. Willy-nilly, semi-summons. You need a summons.
Billy Bob Parliament, willy-nilly Bob Parliament.
Robbie Bobby, willy-nilly. Come on, please. No, we're the real deal here. We're professional judicial representatives here.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, Roberta.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Deborah.
All right. So we have a few cases today, and I believe actually, you know what? Let's start off with a follow up from last week's episode. The case that we gave advice to. I just want to kind of because we did hear back.
Yes. Sure. Kind of. If you want to catch people up a little bit.
Yeah. So last week we had a very interesting case where a woman was blaming her neighbor's dog for barking too much. She tried to take the woman to court, and mm-hmm. it kind of went willy-nilly, Bobby, Robbie, Roberta, all over her face. It went upside down and came right back to her.
Robbie, all over her poor face. Ugh.
They had a warrant to search for the dog, and then they went and they found that the neighbor who had reported her originally
mm-hmm.
had too many dogs. Too mm-hmm. many dogs.
Over the legal limit for dogs.
So she kind of stepped in dog poop, if you know what I'm saying.
If you know, it's everywhere.
So we gave her some advice, most of which was get rid of those dogs, whatever you have to do.
Yeah, like literally she won't miss half of them if they're gone. She had like upwards of like what, 30, 40, 50, 60 dogs? Like how many dogs?
30, 40, right? 50, 60 at least dogs. Yeah.
101 Dalmatians? Or like what are we talking about here? You know what I'm talking about?
They were Dalmatians.
See, there you go. It's exact, and it's just like, look, if you knock a few of them, if a few of them don't come home, it's like not the end of the freaking world, you know? It's
She
like
was feeding
maybe.
them with those, you know, when you go to a Hotel Continental breakfast, those like cereal things that you kind of, it's a little, you can see the cereal kind of in a tube and you turn the dial and it
Oh,
kind of, it
yeah, sure. Like
dispenses.
cranks it out. Yeah,
She would
sure.
kind of just kind of open all those with dry dog food and they'd all stand under them with their mouths open.
Yeah.
And that was just costing her too much money anyway. So I think, you know, she gets rid of half the dogs. She uses that money to pay for her court case. Get rid of the dogs.
Exactly.
Get rid of the dogs.
Exactly. Get
That's
rid
what
of
you
the
gotta do.
dogs. Look, we won't, no one will miss them. Okay?
And we did hear back from her. She hasn't had a court case yet, but she,
No, of
you know,
course. Of
she's been kind
course.
of preparing for court, which is the point of the courtroom, which I don't know if we ever said, Roberta.
Did we not say the courtroom? I think that's the first thing I said. It's gotta be.
It's gotta be. We'll
This is
count
of
on it.
course, called the courtroom. And it's
A
spelled like
court.
quarantine, like a little, you guys, you get it, right? My son does not get it.
No. And my
I
son
said.
does get it and he hates it.
Yeah.
So, do
Yeah.
you want to read the follow-up from our you know, anonymous person?
Yeah, the first case or the one with the first one.
I believe we called her doggy daycare.
Yeah, it's doggy daycare. Let me read doggy daycare. Let me pull it up. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
What'd
Hello,
she say?
judges. Well, she
I don't
says
have it pulled
hello.
up.
I know I have it pulled up. She says hello, judges, which I think is very nice.
We're judges.
Yeah, we are judges. I just think it's like a very official. It's like, yeah, might as well call me judge.
She does know our names, though. Okay, she could
I was
say
gonna say,
Deborah.
and also she could say Deborah and Roberta, because it does have a nice ring to it. So I feel like, you know, if you can give an inch, take a mile, or give a mile, you know,
Two
say our
steps forward,
names.
one step back, doggy daycare.
Absolutely, doggy daycare. Okay, ba 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 ba. Hello, judges. I am so very sorry for getting you involved in all of this. Oh, dark start, I guess. Let's see
We don't
here.
mind. We don't
Yeah,
mind.
we're judges.
I don't think.
Yeah. Since we last spoke, I have been receiving horrible letters from my neighbor, and they're all signed in paw prints. In red, oh my God, in red paw prints.
Oh.
How do I proceed? Are the dogs, could this be the dogs? Sorry, it smudged a little. Could this be the dogs?
Is there a red paw print on the email?
Red paw print on the, no, letters, she said, letters.
No, you said it was smudged.
Oh yeah, it's smudged on the email. My computer screen is a little smudged.
Oh,
I
a
was
little
eating a
dirty.
little. Well, I was eating. Well, I was like, yeah, I was eating some. Oh yeah, you know, I was eating some toast with some jam, whatever. And I got a little jam on the screen, but I cleared it up. Could it be
We
the
do
dog?
that.
She says, "Yours truly, Doggy Daycare."
All right.
Wow.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, Roberta, I get a little confused about the case in general of who's got the dogs and who wrote us.
Good point. Good point. I
So,
feel like we should have specified it a little bit more.
yeah, we'll try again this week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we're doing the best we can here. We're under limited, you know, resources and limited
Resources.
function. Yeah. Are you
Exactly. You
wear
know, well,
your I was gonna say, go ahead, finish, go
am I wearing my robes? You know I am.
ahead. I was gonna say, are you wearing your mask? But yeah, I know I can see that you're wearing your robes. I'm looking right at you. I can
Well,
see you on the
can't you see that
screen.
I also am wearing my mask?
You are. I'm surprised if you're inside. I don't think you need to, you know, wear it
Well,
if
see,
it's going to impede.
I gotcha because I got a mask that looks just like my face.
Oh my God.
You couldn't
Wait.
tell.
Oh my. I could not tell. Where did you get your hands on something like that? How did you do that in this time, in these trying times?
Tee Public? Okay, so I believe we should take a little break and then come back
Yes.
and start, you know, like we always do,
Really getting into these.
get into these cases.
Get deep into these this law and this order.
Who's guilty, who's innocent, you know?
Yeah, of course.
We gotta
I
find
love
out.
it. We'll be right back.
Courtroom. I'm your host, Judge Deborah Youngblood II.
And I'm bringing up the rear with your other co-host, Judge Roberta Parliament. Welcome back.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that ad. And maybe you want to start a podcast of your own. I don't know.
You literally can. It's so easy. Literally anybody can do it.
Look at us. I mean, listen to us.
I also apologize if you can hear any of my nails clacking as I sort of move around. I didn't take that into account. So maybe you'll hear some clicking and some clacking of my scary Guinness World Record length nails.
And in turn, I should apologize if you can hear my long hair just whooshing back and forth. Gesture, I get really excited. My hair is just...
Yeah, so like we described it. It's an Addams Family disaster. We described it already. God forbid if we were in the same room together.
Can you imagine if the Addams Family ever went to court?
Oh, my
they
God.
Would be in, They should.
They should. I mean, they have some things to resolve, I'll tell you that. Oh, my God.
Aren't they all murderers?
They're setting traps for regular people, and they're like... fucking eating each other. Sorry to curse. I know it's a thing. It's a public service. But like, geez Louise, this Addams Family really gets me.
We'll bleep it out. You hate Addams Family. You shouldn't have brought it up, honestly.
I do not
apologize.
Da-da-da-da. No, thanks.
No, that's Roberta, we can't get into this right now. Not again.
Okay, we're not doing this. Ugh, I have a thing. Ugh, whatever. Whatever. Big time, whatever. Big time, whatever for me.
Look, someday we can take them to court.
Hey.
But right now, we are stuck
inside.
I'll
see them in court later. We're stuck inside.
Social distancing.
Overruled myself.
I love it.
That's what I did. Overrule myself.
You represented
yourself.
And that's
what I can do because
I'm a judge. Overruled yourself. What'd you say?
I said I can overrule myself because I'm a judge.
And you're representing yourself.
And I'm representing myself.
We love to see it.
Let's get into our first hot, fresh, new case here. Whatever the people's problems are. People versus... Roberta and Deborah. Let's get into it.
The people versus Roberta and Deborah. Do you want to pull up the first case?
Yeah, I'll pull up the first case.
You got the website pulled up there, I think.
I do. My Wi-Fi's being a freaking character, I tell you right now.
My wife is being a...
That's what my husband says.
Imagine?
Don't even get me started. You already did. Jeez Louise. I'm in my car, so the Wi-Fi is bad. It makes sense. It makes sense.
All
my circumstances make perfect sense.
All you can get is Sirius Satellite Broadway, right?
I can go, I can do my Sirius Satellite Broadway, I can connect, I can get in the waves, the wavelengths, the radio, you know?
You're listening to a lot of, Cats?
Cats, yeah, the soundtrack, to
Phantom?
The music, the what?
Phantom?
Yeah, the whole catalog, really.
Catalog.
All right, here we go. Oh, speaking of catalog, this one is about a cat. Like we said earlier, that could be about a cat, but now this one is actually about a cat.
All right. Well, you know what? We got dogs and cats.
I was going to say, we just talked about dogs, and now I guess we're just going to talk about cats.
You see this, and this is for the people at home listening. Uh-huh. You do see this a lot in small claims court because small claims, basically what it means to the layman is...
Layman.
It's claims that are... within the house. They're small. They're domestic.
It's a lot of domestic. Yes.
If you have a big house, you're probably not going to be in small claims court. You're probably going to have... You don't have a cat or a dog. You have a giraffe, and you're going to big claims court.
Yeah, that's big. That's big. You got an elephant, I'll see you at big claims court.
Big claims court. Exactly. If you got a small claims court, you got something like a cat or a dog. So let's hear
it. Cat or a dog, lizard, whatever. It's mostly animals that we deal with. But, you know, we deal with all kinds of stuff.
Domestic cases.
I'm not going to pigeonhole us. No pun intended.
Domestic,
I know, I'm kidding around. I'm being a little saucy. I'm just being a little sassy. I'm Judge Roberta. If you come into my courtroom, you're going to get a little sassafras. You know, who cares?
They call that, you get parlamented.
Yeah, you get...
Really rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a catchphrase.
And I'm not as intense as she who must not be named, the popular television judge persona that we all have seen just get... skyrocketed in success. Yeah, big thumbs down from Deborah, and I can't help but agree, my darling.
Yeah, little does everybody in the whole world know, and hopefully this podcast will change
Louise
that.
Jeez Louise almighty.
We were all in school together.
Yeah, if you must know, we all went to judge school, law school, together.
Judge school was first. That was undergrad, and then we went to law school.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, judge who must not be named.
duty.
Malfeasance. Duty. Malfeasance on her.
Oh, malfeasance on her, on both her houses.
Exactly. Okay, read that first case there for us.
Here we go. All right. Dear Judge Roberta and Judge Deborah. Very nice. Here we go. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to take my glasses off because sometimes when I look at the screen with my glasses, I get a little blurry and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, where am I going? Who am I?
Take your glasses off. Take a second.
Take them off. All right, here we go. I'm going to put them on my head. Don't let me forget that my glasses are on my head, okay?
All right. Hey, look, and don't let me forget, I'm sweating so much in this tiny closet, I can't even, I'm sliding around.
Yeah, no, you're slipping and sliding. I know, you can't really keep the camera straight over there.
Don't let me forget it.
Dear Judge Roberta and Judge Deborah, I have a pet that is one of a kind. It is half cat, half dog. Oh.
Hold on.
Okay. Weird.
Okay.
The front half is a cat's head and face, and the back half is the dog's head and face and half body. The heck is going on here?
I never heard anything like this.
I've never heard anything. A dog cat? A cat dog? Good G-yay. What is this, some weird, horrific experiment? Jeez Louise. I'm also going through a divorce. Oy, oy, oy.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. Jeez, three times over. Yeah. The divorce, okay, yeah. The problem,
okay,
my
so
problem.
She's going through
my
a divorce.
Problem,
she's got a cat dog.
Got a cat dog going through reverse, a la Nickelodeon. That's what I was going to say. My son watched that show, and I was going to be like, is this some sort of Frankenstein scenario? What are we dealing with here?
Wait a second. Did she say the front half was cat or dog?
Cat.
Okay, so that's like cat. Oh, wait, no. Cat dog had two heads.
Yeah, I think that's what she's saying, is that there's one head that's a cat and then one head that's a dog.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I think so. She's going here. Okay, I'm also going through a divorce. My question is, my wife wants a dog and I want a cat. Is it completely unethical to perform yet another procedure on this poor, poor creature?
Well, I guess you would have to cut it in half and give both animals those kind of wheels on the back.
Oh, wheels, yeah. I was going to say, you could also, you know, chop a couple butts off a cat and a dog and fucking, you know. Sorry for cursing again. I'll bleep it again.
I believe it is in section 8.2074.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just going to
say. That you can opt your cat or dog into being an organ donor.
Yes,
now,
what I don't know,
because I'm not a vet, sue me. Take me to court.
No, don't sue her. Don't take it to court. She'll freaking have you out on the street, Deborah.
I don't know if a butt counts as an organ.
Ooh. I mean, for my husband, it sure does. Okay, come on. No, I'm joking.
Roberta!
Bobby Robbie, my boy. He's an organ donor, if you know what I'm talking about. No. Come on. He's not.
Are you an organ donor, Roberta?
I used to be, yeah, but then I got in that little skiff thing a couple years ago, and then he had to take it off my license. I can't give my organs anymore. They're too infused with, you know what.
Oh, yes. How could I forget? I'm so sorry I brought it up.
Yes, and we'll probably cut that out because that's not a, it's a nightmare.
Look, I don't edit.
That's true, and you're in charge, and that's true. Absolutely.
All right, well, is that the end of the email? Is that all?
That's what they said, yeah. They got a cat dog, they're going through the divorce. Wife wants a dog, the husband wants cat. It's like, geez, just get rid of this one and get two new ones, right?
Okay, and has she uploaded a JPEG of her case?
Let me look at the summons. Yeah, no, looks the cat dog summons right here. Right here in front of me.
The people versus cat dog?
People.
All right, and is there anything on there? Any notes? Anything? Any priors?
Any notes? Oh, yeah, there's a note. Wait, what'd you say?
Any priors? Does she have any priors?
Priors?
Oh, come on, Judge Roberta. Don't act like you don't know Priza.
I know. I'm really...
Does she have anything in her record?
Yeah. So this person... Yeah, wow. There's a couple of notes here that says, this person is, for lack of a better word, full of beans.
Full of beans?
They're like, don't trust, like, this person... So I think what this person does is they're maybe hallucinating some sort of weird animalic creature in their house. It says this person is not to be believed. They claim crazy things.
She envisions kind of an animorph.
That's
situation.
What I'm learning. That's what I think. It's an animorph 2-for-1 okay. Nickelodeon thing. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, interesting. Well,
but I mean, still, she's in court. Like, she's in the system. Like, she's going to court. Like, we got to, you know, she's got to get something out of this, I guess.
She's got to get something. Well, I mean, what's, who's taking it to court? Her wife?
Yep.
Because is this like a custody case?
Yeah, it's like a custody case. It's a cat-city case. It's like a whole, it's like a little bit of both. It's like, hey,
it's kind of a small claims custody.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a custody custard.
Kind of, yeah, like a little custard on the side. I get it. Okay. Because it's really about the domestic issue. Although, you know, like we all know, your cats and your dogs can become like your children.
Oh, my God, of course. In oh, my God. You kiss them in the morning, you kiss them in the evening, you kiss them at supper time.
If you got children on your table, you can kiss them anytime. Where's my gavel?
Where's my gavel? Bang, bang, bang. I think, you know, this person, you know, this sounds like a freaking crackpot. You know, it sounds like a Fruit Loop.
Honestly, I'm glad we looked at their prize because I didn't want to say, oh, there's no such thing
fucking,
as cat dog.
It sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy to me. But, okay, you know what? For the sake of the podcast, for the sake of the courtroom, I, Judge Deborah Youngblood II, think that we should treat this as any other case and give this person advice for how to take her wife to court about their cat dog.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Alone in the world, it's a little cat dog.
Literally. One fine day. Here we go.
With a woof and a purr.
With a woof and a purr. Baby's born. And here we go.
I mean, if they agree to set up both halves of the animal,
what if okay
with an organ? But
that's good. If they're getting divorced, if they get houses right next to each other,
yeah,
and they like put a little tube, and they stretch the cat dog out, and they put one half, the dog half in one house, and the cat half in another house. And they separate it by a wall in a circle, you know, woofing a purr or whatever you do. And, you know, and then maybe they live and they, you know, they feed them, they wet them, you know, whatever they do. And, you know, you figure it out.
And, yeah, they wet them. I think that's
yeah,
a really
they,
good
well,
idea.
They, yeah, they wet them, they pour water, they waterboard, whatever you do. I don't know. I don't have any pets.
It probably needs some specific medical attention, like wetting. So you're not far off.
Thank you, Deborah. I mean,
it's gonna have to take. You know what? We haven't named this person. Sometimes we do give them names, kind of like doggy daycare.
Yeah, of course.
Let's just call this person cat dog, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, cat dog, I guess.
Cat dog, I guess. I think what it's gonna take from you and your wife, cat dog, I guess, is to to make sure that you're okay with living next door to each other.
Yes.
And you don't use the cat and the dog. Or the cat dog, I guess, to pass messages between the two of you like a child of divorce, because that can be really damaging for a
that can be damaging, yes. And also, you know, the human centipede of it all, you know, like the whole, there's it opens up a can of worms. But if you're willing to work on it, then I think you should try to work on it. But also, at the end of the day, let's take this creature to the freaking vet.
Yeah, I think this is a vet's problem.
This is a vet's problem. I can't be responsible for how you handle your cat dog. It sounds completely insane.
This thing can't, if it's real, let's remember the prize.
If, please.
I don't think this thing can live very long. I don't think you really have to worry about it. If you're going to get houses next door and share a tube with the animal inside of it, I would say rent. That is my advice. Rent. We're not going to pay. No, you are going to pay. Rent.
Okay, you're going to pay, baby. And
you're hearing a lot
rent.
Of rent on your Broadway, Sirius?
I like Rent, but I only like, you know, like the spoken word interlude parts, like the voicemail parts.
Absolutely.
The songs I think are freaking horrible.
Excuse me?
The songs in Rent are horrible, but all the voicemails, it's like, hey, it's me, it's your mom, it's Mark, it's me, like that, all that stuff, I can't get enough. I like, oh, I love it, it's like hearing from my son.
I can't remember, is it the Broadway recording or the movie soundtrack where you get the kind of homeless woman chewing Mark out for videotaping her? Do you get that?
Yeah,
I love
it's
that.
the movie version with Rosario and, you know, the other, you know, whatever. I don't know the
The
Broadway
other ones.
actors. Who could ever know Broadway actor names?
Taye Diggs, he's in that. And Adele Dazeem is in that one.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And
I
yeah.
just like that part because that happened to me once. I was just, you know, I was
Were you
videotaping a
the
lady.
Oh, you weren't the homeless woman being videotaped. You were videotaping a lady.
Exactly. And actually, she called me an artist, and I said, actually, no, I'm a judge.
Okay, and thank you. Bang bang.
She said, sue me. And I said, well, that's a loose colloquialism not to be taken
That's
lightly.
exactly right. You see, you can stand your ground on the street. It's one thing I've always admired about you. I get, you know, I get nervous and scared on the street. You stand your ground. You're confident. It's all about
Yeah, but you know,
confidence.
I think you got a lot of confidence. It's all about confidence. And I think you, Roberta, do have your confidence on East Staten Island. I think it's when we get into Manhattan.
Oh, please, if we're in my turf, please. I'll mark my territory. I piss all over the place. I mark my territory on East Staten Island. I do my
You
thing.
literally do. You're living in your car. You just piss all over the
Oh,
place.
well, I mean, look, where are you supposed to go? You gotta freaking go on the ground or in the sewer or something. Jeez Louise. I hope that clown from that movie's not down in the sewer, because I am pissing in those sewers.
And it's time for another break. We'll be
Yeah,
right back
let's.
with another case.
Yeah.
Welcome back. And we're back, and welcome back. I'm
Welcome
Judge
back, and
Deborah
we're back.
Youngblood II. What'd you say?
I said, we're back, and you're back, and we're all back, and everyone just relax. That's all I'm
Everybody
saying.
relax. You know what? The
Don't
thing
worry about
about Re
anything.
Roberta, I think what's happening, I haven't heard you a couple times. I think we're like warming back up your new AirPods. I think we're like warming them back up, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're sort of getting connected a little bit more.
Yeah, they're feeling out their feelings.
They're sussing their feelings. But you hear me now. You hear me now?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I love it. I tell you,
Yes.
it's getting hot in this car, but I don't want to open the window. You know what I mean? I feel like if I open the window, I'll get freaking you know what. Whoosh.
Yeah, you'll get you know what from you know who, and you know what? You actually, for the sound, I think you better keep it close, and that's how I feel about my
I
closet.
know. We're both in tight space. We're sweating. Oh my God, we're
Oh my
sweating.
God, how is
Especially.
this last
Oh
case
my.
gonna go?
I know. We'll see. So I sent you the link. I
Yeah,
sent you the link.
I think you sent me the link. I'm logged in because see what I did, what I had my son do, my son, he logged in for me onto our website, you know, where we can get
Nice.
in and see the cases and things like that, the back end, as he called
Sure.
it.
Sure.
And
Yeah,
he saved my password for me, so I don't even have to type it in. So you sent it over.
it's
I click it, I
perfect.
click
Oh,
it,
we
I
love it.
click it, and now I'm looking at a case. Can you believe it? No
Oh
wonder
my God.
cybersecurity and the election with the Russians, I mean.
Oh my God, please don't even get me started. But can you imagine doing a quarantine like this in like an age where we didn't have, I mean, obviously sons to help us with technology, but technology in general. I mean, like, if where would we be if we were in like the freaking 80s or 70s, just like quarantine? Like, how do you do anything?
Oh
How do
my
you get
God.
your
I think
groceries online?
the 70s and 80s felt like a quarantine to me. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying?
please. Well, yeah, because
Before my
you were
iPad.
against you were against the whole free love thing in the 60s. Like you were sheltered before we were all sheltered. You really don't want anything to do with general big movements.
No, I am a social distancer at heart, and I have ordered 17
Absolutely.
shirts that say it from TeePublic.
From
Now,
TeePublic, another plug. Good.
I also, you know what, I got one of these hoodies the other day, and it says,
Ooh.
if you're too close, or sorry, no, what does it say? If you can read this, you are too close.
That is
Now,
really good. That is actually really good. Can you what do you have any other hoodies or shirts that have like funny little phrases on them?
oh, well, I have like a few that say, you know, I'm a judge, back off. I
Right.
wouldn't do that. I could take you to court quite easily because I'm a judge and has my last name on the back, like I'm on a team.
Long text. Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Every word
You
a
have that
different
shirt that's
font.
like the Helvetica of like John and Paul and Ringo and George, but you're like order and sustained and bailiff and you know warrant you know whatever
Subpoena.
it is subpoena.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Well, I got you
subpoenas,
one of those. Didn't I get you one
what's
of those for
that?
your birthday?
I'm wearing it right now. You can't see it.
Oh, I can't see it. It
You
says
got it a little
pugs and
small.
what?
Well, I'm wearing two. I'm wearing my pug shirt underneath, and then I'm wearing your shirt over top. But it's hard because it's I ordered it at least a few sizes too small because it barely covers my you know.
barely covers you, you know, and I can see it, you know, but we're friends and
but
I won't.
But you're the only one I would let. Oh, forget about it.
I'm wearing one of my judge hoodies, but you can't tell because I've got my robe over it, which is not contributing to my heat problem. I mean, is not helping.
But you gotta maintain the you know, the outfit.
I don't feel like I can give sound legal advice without it on.
Oh, please. And I have my, you know, my full wig, my, like, curly white.
Which you're actually not allowed to wear to court anymore, but this is your perfect opportunity.
I can't do it anymore, but now it's like Roberta's little time. It's like, well, I always wanted to wear a powder curly white wig, and now it's my time in my car.
You look like a founding father.
Thank you so
much. And it's taking everything in me not to call you daddy.
I'm a founding, oh my god, I wish you would, but I'm a founding mother at heart, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Declaration, my son signed a Declaration of Independence, let me tell you what.
Is he enjoying your absence, you being in the car?
I don't know, I'm sure he is. I texted him like 800 freaking times, he won't text me back. He's him and Bobby are doing something, you know, Robbie, Bobby are doing some stupid stuff in the house. I don't care. I'm here with you, my best friend, who cares?
All right, well, look, I enjoy being with you. I love doing the podcast, but it is going to end. And tonight you're going to sleep in a car alone and your family's 10 feet away.
I'm not going to, well, maybe I'll sleep. I have my pillow and my jammies and my comforter in here. And I have everything in case, but I don't think I'm going to sleep. I'll go back in there at some point. I think I will. I'm going to go back in there at some point. I think I will.
I think you should. And I don't think you should just go in to get your snacks. I think you should go in.
I'm make not going to go in. Oh, my. You keep me young. You keep me on my toes, and you tell me I was gonna go in, of course, to get my snacks. Of course, I was gonna get my crumbles. My oat cluster crumbles, heart healthy crumbles. But you know me too well. I'm gonna go in there, and I'm gonna stand my ground just like you, my confidence, and I'm gonna say, look, Bobby, my son.
What are you gonna say to your son?
Well, I'm gonna say, look, I'm your mother, and I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm simply
what are they
not
doing
gonna take
to you?
It anymore. I, you know?
What are they doing to you? What do you not want to take anymore, Roberta?
Well, they just don't want anything to do with me. It's actually really sad.
They don't want to deal with you?
They don't want anything to do with me.
Well,
I cook
I don't
them
know
breakfast,
why.
I cook them lunch, I cook them dinner, I, you know, and they just want to play their foosball together.
From the car, you're cooking them? Dinner?
Yeah, I got my griddle on the dashboard, I got my eggs, I got my waffles, I got my waffle iron plugged into the cigarette thing, and I, you know, I'm just...
So you're kind of like living in a little maid's quarters, you know that?
Yeah, and you know, some days it's great, but like some days it's like, oh yeah, yeah, it's like how many times do I have to go back and forth to the house, you know?
Where are you washing your dishes?
Oh, I'll do a little, well, here's what I learned, is that piss, urine is sterile. So what I'll do is I'll just take a plate down to the sewer, you know, grate, and I'll just, you know, piss all the germs away.
Does your son and Bob know that you're pissing on
No, but
plates?
If it doesn't know, it won't hurt him. You know, who cares? If they want to do their thing, I'm going to do my thing, Daddy.
I mean, you know, the president, hashtag not my president, did say that
hashtag
you could kill this
the Cheeto.
You could kill this thing from the inside, so maybe, you know, by peeing in your family's food, you're helping them. I don't know.
You know, maybe.
All right, let's read this case.
All right, why don't you read this next case? We'll help some people out for once.
All right, I'm logging in.
Okay, log in. It's gonna take a second, but you log in. Excuse me.
Okay. All right, save password, click that, log in.
Yeah, if you want to generate, the website will generate a password for you if you just want to, like...
No, it's like, saved. My son, he saved it.
Oh, good. Glad you and him are getting along.
Oh, we are, swimmingly.
Yeah, great. Yeah, really great. Really great.
Okay, let's see here. All right, we got a little JPEG. Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, it's a big JPEG. Oh, no, you mean it's a big case.
Big case, long case.
Okay, great. Oh, long. Okay, good. I'm so excited to hear all of
it. Just a few pages with some, like, it looks like some descriptions, some stories.
Oh.
I'm not going to read all of them. I'm just kind of skimming. And, you know, this is kind of what judges do at first. And then we get into the courtroom and we have a conversation.
It's all about skimming. It's all about getting those important facts, those nuggets of info that, like, oh, that's what I'm going to talk about. We're not going to talk about the filler, the fluff, or the fliff, the flaff.
You learn as a judge to sift and to kind of pick out important words such as knife or money.
Yeah, or blood. Or
blood money.
Blood money. Or, you know, whatever.
Whatever. So, you know, I'm not seeing really any of that. I'm seeing a lot of what appears to be emotional abuse.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's look. And I've heard that's a lot. It's happening a lot. Domestic, emotional, all kinds of abuse in quarantine. It's very serious. Let's see what we can do.
It appears to be a request for a restraining order, which does not always come into our jurisdiction.
No, but every so often we'll get a little restraining order floater.
Yeah, you know, if it's kind of a no-brainer, if it's kind of black and white, that'll go small case. Small case.
And I mean, God, it's usually black and white, if you know what I'm talking about. Jeez,
it's usually black and white. It's usually, ours are. We, you know, the big ones go to the big claims court with the elephants and whatnot.
Yeah.
All right, so, I'm not going to, it doesn't seem to be kind of a statement
you
with this.
You pick and choose the best, yeah, you pick the best, you know, kernel of info.
Oh, no, Roberta.
Oh, Deborah, don't tell me. Come on, what is it?
I really hate to tell you this on the podcast, and I do want to keep this anonymous, but I don't think I can.
What, you keep it what?
Anonymous?
Oh, no. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Roberta, honey.
Go ahead, baby.
Are you aware that your husband and your son have filed for a restraining order against you?
No, not my bubby, and my unnamed son that I won't name on the show. You can't be telling me that this is true. Oh, Deborah, no, tell me what it says. Tell me.
It appears that this has maybe actually been a case before.
No.
And it seems that you're staying in your car because you are 100 feet away from the house. Is that true?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. I'm down the block. I'm on the street. I'm all the way down. Of course.
You're down the block. You're not in the driveway. You're down the block.
I will go down the block right now. You don't think I can do it? I have my keys. I'll go down the block right now.
We don't want you to go down the block, Roberta. If they got a restraining order, you got to stay 100 feet away.
Well, I am in my car. I could drive away. If they come out of here, I'll peel out of here any minute.
Kind of like when I park in a handicapped parking place, and if I see somebody who looks like they might need it, I get out of there.
And it's abroad if they quote-unquote might need it. And that's, you know, it can be anybody.
Usually if they got gray hair, I'm out of there.
Wheelchair, old, gray, whatever.
Famous.
It's the same thing.
If I see a celebrity, I'm out of there.
Because we all know. Because you one time, you saw Tom Hanks part in a handicapped parking spot, and you were like, oh, that's fine.
And Julia Roberts.
Yeah, they were together. They're doing something, I tell you right now. They're doing something fishy, I tell you.
Are you trying to change the subject, Roberta?
No.
I am an impartial judge, and it is my duty to the law, since I agreed since...
Okay, I restrain. I overrule this whole thing. I don't think... I mean, this isn't... This is crazy. This is just crazy. I don't think we should be talking about this, Deborah. I think this is wildly out of character for you to even bring this up.
You know what? I agree and I disagree.
No, please.
It is not my fault that I'm bringing it up, but I am happy to set it aside as it is personal and this is a podcast about strangers.
It is, but also, okay, why don't you just read a little bit of what it frickin' says and maybe we'll decide if it's about me or not on recording.
Okay, I'll...
Because I swear, I will sustain you, I will overrule you, my dear... And it will not be pretty if you, I mean, this is outlandish behavior.
This is like, I mean, what it must be for a surgeon to do their own knee transplant.
It's right? Exactly right. Yes, of course. Oh my God. I feel like an organ donor on the freaking table.
Oh my God. I do too. Okay. Am I the, I think I'm the vet. You're the cat dog. Here we go. It looks. I'm... What?
Nothing.
Okay. Now, the plaintiff here is saying, claiming that the defendant, who must not be named.
Who is whoever. It's whoever. This is whoever.
A clue, though. You know what? Let's call them Samantha and Samuel.
Okay. Great. Hold on. I'm gonna back out of wherever I am with my nails. It's going to be a little difficult. So I'm just
You're
going to back
You're moving your car
my...
right now?
No, I'm just gonna back out a little bit. I'm just gonna back
Why?
Out a little bit.
Don't.
A little. Oh! Oh no! Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Continue. 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 Nothing. Continue, please. Please.
Roberta, it sounds like you just hit something. Was that a
no?
tree or a living being?
No, it wasn't anybody. It wasn't the mailman. It wasn't anybody. I don't know who it was, but I'm gonna stay right here. I'm not gonna move anymore. Let's just do the show. Let's just do the show. I'm so sorry.
You know, hitting
oh
a government
God.
Worker, such as a mailman, a postperson, a serviceman,
oh
an essential
oh
worker.
It could be
you
a male woman. I don't know. It could be a male woman. I don't know. I don't know.
Is it a female woman or a male person?
Well, it could be a male-female-male woman, or it could be a male woman, male-man, female-man. It could be anybody. I don't know. It's not anybody. They're fine. They're going to get up in a second. They're going to get up. Get up. Get up. Hey.
Roberta.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You got to get out of your car and exchange information, Roberta. You know this.
I can't get out of my car. I'm going to get COVID if I get out of my freaking car.
Put on your mask and pull up your panties.
Oh, please. Okay, here I go. I'm putting on my mask. Okay. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna go
right.
talk to him. Okay, I'm gonna go talk to him. Okay?
I'll be here.
Okay,
not
here I go.
Anywhere.
Okay, here I go.
Okay. I'm on Zoom with her. I can see she clearly hit something. The car jolted.
You get up! You get up! Get up right! You get up right now!
Oh, I can see her yelling at the ground.
Oh.
I don't.
I got a letter. Oh,
okay,
nice.
So she's gotten some mail. They're clearly
okay.
able to move.
Okay. We're gonna get
she's
you
help.
Up. We're
she's helping
you
them.
Up. Okay, we're gonna come in. Come into the car, okay? We're gonna come into the car. Okay.
Oh, no,
come
she's bringing him
into
the
car.
Okay. Hi, hello.
He's in the car. He's a little non-responsive. I can't feel my... my legs.
Roberta, you gotta drive to the hospital.
I can't
drive.
With these nails, I can't drive to the freaking hospital, Deborah. I'm freaking out of my going out of my mind.
Look, I'm the one with confidence. It's all about confidence. That's me, Judge Deborah Youngblood II, Lady of
okay.
Confidence of East
okay.
Staten Island. You need to hang up this call
okay.
and go to the hospital with the
okay.
male person, and I am going to go
okay.
ahead and hang up as well, and we will discuss your restraining
okay.
order with your husband and your son next week.
Oh, no, I can't. Okay, okay.
You
I'm
have
gonna
to
go to the hospital. I'm going to the hospital.
I'm a witness.
Okay, you come up with me.
All right.
You're a witness.
I wish you the
can't.
Best of luck.
Okay.
Nice
okay.
to meet you, sir.
Okay,
I hope
I'm going.
You live.
Okay, I hope you. Oh, God, are you a doctor? Oh, my God, I can't even turn the key with my nails. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God, here we
this
go.
This has been the courtroom.
This has been the courtroom. I'm Judge Roberta in Parliament.
And I'm Judge Deborah Youngblood II, and don't worry, I will make sure there is no murder on our podcast. Good night.
We're going to say good night. I love good night. Good luck. Ay, ay, ay.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Thanks for listening. That was The Courtroom featuring Judge Roberta Parliament and Judge Deborah Youngblood II.
It's nice to hear from some, you know, official, you know, some higher ups during this time. It's comforting. I'm glad they're
It's comforting,
doing good work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, of course, the next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So, subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. What else are you doing? Jeez Louise.
What else? And if you are listening, if you're enjoying it, rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. That will help us out. Apparently, I think it gives
yes.
us an algorithm power.
Mr. Algorithm, like yes, yes.
And subscribe so that every Tuesday or every other Tuesday, you don't even have to think about it. We'll just pop up in your app.
We'll just pop right up in your app. In the meantime, though, follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy. We are doing a little video series called Isolated Incident on the Instagram and wherever, so check that out, too. You know, we're all just doing our stuff.
We're playing characters on those, and you get to see our face, so it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, it's very different and very exciting. If you want to, if you love our voice, subscribe to Imposter Syndrome. If you love our faces, check out Isolated Incident.
Follow us on social media. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well,
all right.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first and you heard it here last. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.